Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome President Bill Clinton.
It was a night at this convention that belonged to Bill Clinton on the eve of Barack Obama's big night here in Charlotte.
I want to nominate a man who's cool on the outside, but who burns for America on the inside. I want Barack Obama to be the next president of the United States. And I proudly nominate him to be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party.
And now, Dean of America's Women Senators and fighter for the middle class, here is the history-making senator from Maryland, Barbara Mikulski.
And the Maryland senator spoke on behalf of the women of the U.S. Senate.
26 years ago, I became the first Democratic woman elected to the Senate in her own right. I was the first, but I made sure I wasn't the only.
CBS News anchor Scott Pelley tells me while many folks are disappointed that the final night of the convention won't be at Bank of America Stadium, the show will go on.
Tens of thousands of people who volunteered for the campaign just to get a ticket to the acceptance speech, they're going to be locked out. There's nowhere to put them. So it's a bit of a train wreck for the organizers. So the president's going to have to deliver this speech in a much smaller venue. Disappointing circumstances for the organizers of the convention, but President Obama knows how to deliver a speech. And so I suspect it's going to be a great speech nonetheless.
At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.